Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is it true that when you were doing a showcase, it was on a boat and you had all these radio people there and the waves were real bad and everybody just started throwing up all over the place? Is that a true story?
That actually happened, yeah.
So walk me through what that is like as a new artist trying to go, hey, this is my new music. This is who I am. Sorry you're throwing up with everyone.
I think I was like one of three people who wasn't yakking all over the yacht, man. It was a brutal trip. But. And
that makes it a little suspect if you're the only one not throwing up.
Right? Yeah, it was crazy, man. Everybody was just like getting seasick and like going down under the boat. It was like a madhouse. There was like two bathrooms on the boat, right? One of them was downstairs, and eventually there was just one because the bottom one was just like out of order.
No.
it was rough, man. But
so were you playing songs for you weren't playing on the boat then. So that was just on the trip over, right? Or were you playing while people were throwing up during your music?
No, God, that would have been awful, dude. Okay. That would have really been a story.
Obviously, you're jumping into the spotlight a little bit more, but you came on the scene and everybody kind of has these stories about you, which when you were writing with Tyler Hubbard and Kid Myself kind of became a product of that too. Going into that, some of your writing has changed since then, where you kind of learned to be a little more vulnerable and dive into some of those spaces. What was that transition when you were coming from kind of writing whatever you were writing to where you got to for Kid Myself?
When we were putting this album together, I knew that there was one of the people at my label was like, hey, I feel like you're missing something that really opens you up and like, you know, talks about something that happened that's really personal. So I was like, whatever, you know, we got it covered, you know, and sure enough, the next week, ended up writing, like you said, with Tyler. It was my first time writing with him. And, I'd stayed up all night the night before trying to come up with a good idea to bring in the room and came across that title on my phone, Kid Myself, and, matched it with a voice memo that I came across as well that I'd put down, you know, a little while back, and just a little simple guitar riff. And so I just basically wrote a scratch chorus and tried to set the hook up as well as I could, and brought it in the next day. And Tyler and Jordan Schmidt helped me get it across the finish line. But yeah, it was something that I was just like, you know, I don't know that necessarily, like, I've written stuff like that before. It just hasn't necessarily been true to me, you know, all the way through, just about, you know what I mean? I think that was the tedious part of it, was just like, how do I say this? Because, you know, I got three kids now, I'm married, like everything's good, but it is, right. It is something that I lived through. And I think a lot of people go through that at some point in their life where, you know, somebody either breaks their heart or, you know, you are just in a bad spot and it was bad timing with you and that other person. And you really feel like, you know, maybe if you went back, you could probably do things a little better. you know, and that was the whole
Sure.
sense of the story to me, was like, not necessarily me looking back on, man, I wish I would have. It's more of like, yeah, I apologize for not being the person I am now for her, right? Like that's
Yeah.
the sentiment that I was trying to get across. So yeah, it's definitely one that's you know, pretty close to home.
Do you attribute anything in that room that made you go from when you were kind of skeptical of what you were told, and you're like, I don't, I'll be vulnerable when I, whatever, to, you know, where you are, it seems like now, where you're like, yeah, I can put myself back in those tough places, and I see the value in that now. Was there something that happened in the room that got you there, or was it gradual?
I don't know if it was necessarily something that I was thinking about or conscious of while we were writing, but you know, I think good writers, good co-writers are good at bringing stuff out, especially if it's your idea. You know, Tyler just was just asking me, you know, questions about it. You know, we just small talking about it, and I think it would just spark something for him. And I know I'm not an open book kind of guy, right? Like I'm not gonna sit here and complain about my feelings or tell you about, you know, whatever. But when I get in a writing room, I know how much that contributes when I'm on the other end of it and I'm trying to pull something out of somebody that has an idea. Like I know how much it can help. And so that kind of allowed me to feel good about, you know, sharing some stuff in the room and getting it
Yeah.
to where it needed to be.
Sounded like Tyler did some like psychotherapy on you and kind of got you to where you needed to be without telling you how to get
Yeah,
there.
he's a dog, man. He's a dog.
That's awesome. So what if you were talking to some other writers that were coming up, you know, some brand new, let's say, writers, and you know, what would be your advice to those people in Nashville that are like, okay, I'm trying to get to now where you're just starting to hit?
You know, people call it luck involved in this industry, and I don't disagree. I do think there is something to say about a work ethic, somebody's work ethic, though. I really believe that. You know, even for myself, I've never walked into a room saying I'm the best guy in this room. You know, but I do know that I will outwork everybody in that room if I need to, and that's the mentality that I feel like a lot of people don't have. They're not willing to speak up when you need to speak up. And I'm a pretty recluse guy. Like I don't, it takes a lot to offend me. It takes a lot to get me riled up. But you know, when I feel like we're on a good idea, I don't want to burn that idea because we have filler lines in the verse, or we have, you know, the setup line is not as strong as it could be. You know, like those are the things where I'll be like, I just don't know, man. I don't know if it's right. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but I don't know if it's right, you know, and just spark
Right.
that question to make, you know, somebody like a Tyler like rethink it from a different perspective, because he's going to get it eventually. You know, I think it just takes people, especially if you're co-writing, that it takes allowing yourself to like be bold enough to tell a hit songwriter like, I just don't know if that's, I don't know if it's right on the head, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
but that's one thing I was told early on, like, you know, speak up if it's your idea, especially like make sure it's where you want it to be.
That's
So
great. Yeah, it can't be easy if you're like, yeah, I know you've written like a million number one hits, but I don't know about this. So
well,
I
there's a
can see
way
how
to
good that'd
do
be
it
awesome.
too. Yeah,
Sure.
there's a
Yeah.
way to do it, man. I think you got to learn how to do that. And you know, for me too, it's like, you know, my intention is I want to write a hit song too with you. Like I want us to both have a hit song at the end of the day. And I think
That's
if
the
you
nature of
portray
the collaboration, right? Is the idea, and that you get to a place where you're having success, to get to a successful place, not to just get something done, right? So if the goal
right.
is to get something great, put in the work to do it. Now that you're, I don't know, shifting a little bit more towards being a performer and an artist, and putting out with your album coming out on the 25th and everything, has your process of what songs you're writing for yourself and what songs you're writing for other people changed, and how you make that decision?
Not yet, man. I think that
I know
I
it's still
don't know.
fresh.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think my mentality is again, I had some writers that you know, are veterans that have been in town and written a lot of hits. They just, you know, I would confide in them and they would just be like, man, one in particular was like, man, I if it were me, I would write the best idea in the room. Don't try to pigeonhole it and make it, oh, it's about me or I need a hit or this or that. It's like write the best idea and live with it. And if it doesn't get old to you after 4 or 5 years, like some of these songs on this album are 5 years old. And so I knew that if I wasn't tired of them by then hopefully it would have the same effect on the listeners, you know, when it comes out. And so You know, I was fortunate to have that time to live with them. But I'll say this, man, like, you know, there's a lot that goes on to putting a project together. But really, it's all in the song to me. Like, you got to have it starts with the song, you know, and it starts with, you know, making sure, like I said, writing the best idea. I always took the approach, since I did start as a songwriter first, I always have always taken the approach that it's a pitch first. Like, no matter what, I'm gonna pitch this song. If I pitch it, like, for instance, one of the cuts I got on Thomas Rhett's last record was a song that he heard through a third party. Somebody sent him the song, and he literally called me up and was like, "Man, I connected with this song. This is me and my wife's story, like all this stuff." And I'm like, "I'm a signs guy, so I'm like, it's obviously meant for him. It wasn't meant for me. You know what I mean?" So thankfully,
Okay.
there's times like that that you have confirmation that you made the right move, and then there's other ones like Trouble with a Heartbreak, where you're like, "Yeah, dang, I might should have held on
I should,
to
right. I was going to say there's probably going to be a little bit of both. There's going to be those ones that are so close to you, but if somebody else, you know, it feels maybe somebody else for somebody else to perform it might feel right also. And now, I mean, you have your album coming out on the 25th. You have Carolina Blue, but and you're already seeing success with Friends Like That, obviously, with the number ones you've already written, and you already have hit songs under your belt. Now that it's your album and your music and your name on the front of it, what would make this successful for you? What would make you feel like this album that was a success?
You know what, man? I think just the overall response. I'm curious to see, you know, what songs people really vibe with and that they are attracted to off of this record. I'm hoping that it will kind of be spread out, just because that was kind of my goal. A lot of my influences on the music side of things, like coming up, Ronnie Milsap, Keith Whitley, like. You never knew what, when you put on one of their albums, what sonically what was going to come next. It could be a horn section, it could be a violin, it could be a piano, it could be a steel guitar. But when those guys started singing, you knew who it was. And that was kind of the approach that I took, because I love all kinds of different music too. And so I wanted to kind of showcase the taste of music that I kind of grew up on and stuff that I was digging now. And try to put it all, tie it all together somehow. And I think that a lot of that has to do with, you know, the vocal and the song and the lyric and everything.
Carolina Blue is coming out. What song on that album do you think is most important to you? Like, if somebody said, "I want that song," the biggest artist in the world said, "I want that song," you would say, "Not gonna happen, man. Sorry."
That's tough, man. I really, one of my favorites off the album is Without 'Em. That
Okay.
song has a special meaning to me. It's one of the ones on the project that has a little more meat on it. You know, it's something that's it's a little bit more than a you know, talking about a relationship or anything like that. It's something that I really connect with from my upbringing and how I was brought up in North Carolina, and the community that kind of surrounded me and helped me help shape me into who I am today, even. And so it's just that one's kind of a tip of the hat back to all the blue collar workers back home that you know, kind of get underappreciated a lot of times when they should you know, be putting the spotlight a lot more. And so hopefully people can resonate with that song.
Sure. I love that. And finally, I see you're rocking the stash, man, the hard stash. Who do you think has the best mustache of all time in country music? Who's your number one
Oh,
mustache?
golly, man.
I
There's
know
so
the
many
hard-hitting
good ones.
questions.
So many good ones. Dude, I mean, it's hard to beat Johnny Paycheck. Come on now.
Fair.
That man is wild, man. He's got a stash to go with it. You know what I'm saying? He's one of my go-tos, man. He was definitely an inspiration for growing the stash out.
Yep, everyone's got to have role models to look up to, you know?
That's right.
That's you. Well, I appreciate you, man. And excited for you on the 25th Carolina Blue comes out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.